You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Hallelujah. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. Our bones will sing. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Oh, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. Our bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. Our bones will sing. Oh, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. Our bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. Our bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, So we pour out our praise to you. Only is your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. We pour out our praise to you, O God. Hallelujah. Because nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. 'Cause your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. 'Cause mighty are the works of your hands. Hallelujah. Said mighty are the works of your hands. Hallelujah. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we see how great, how great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we see how great is our God. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we see how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, we see how great is our God? Oh, we see how great is our God? And all we see how great is our God. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my song, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Hallelujah. How great.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up, starting us on another day, Father God. Father God, we come to you in repentance, Father God. We ask you to forgive us of all our sins, Father God. Father God, if we said something or did something that wasn't pleasing in your sight, we ask you to forgive us, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to go around the world this morning, Father God. In the midst of this pandemic, Father God, we need you to usher in your power and your spirit, Father God. Protect and shield us among the world, Father God, in this pandemic, Father God. For we know you know all, and we know you have all control. Father God, we thank you this morning for being the King of all kings. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to die for us, Father God, that we'll have eternal life, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go into the hospitals this morning and be the doctor and the healer that you are, Father God. Father God, we ask you to protect our children, Father God, as they go back to school, Father God. We ask you to dispatch your angels, Father God. Protect them and shield them from any harm, hurt, or danger, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the leaders this morning, Father God, where they can be more concerned about your sheep, Father God, during this pandemic time, Father God. You know that we need you. We can't do it without you. Father God, we just thank you for all that you do, because you don't have to do it, but you do. And we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the Marine this morning, Father God, because we know a lot of people didn't make it this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to be with us on this day, Father God, on this awesome and wonderful day that you made, Father God. Father God, we ask you to strengthen our bodies, Father God. We ask you to put a wedge of protection around each and every person that's on this call this morning, Father God. Father God, for you know all situations, Father God. And we thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch our speaker this morning, Father God. If they bring the word this morning, Father God, a word from heaven, Father God, that'll pierce our soul, Father God, and give us what we need this morning. Father God, we just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you this morning for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to increase our business through this pandemic, Father God. We ask you to touch and heal, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to bless us as we go on this fast, Father God, that we hear from you, Father God. Father God, we ask you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and discernment, Father God. Father God, we ask you to open us up, Father God. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Darrell. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Darrell, for opening us up with that powerful prayer and seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and giving us that plethora of scriptures this morning. I love that. And you're just truly a blessing, and we so appreciate you and love you. God bless you, brother. And to our dear psalmist, Minister Roslyn Peters, who ushered us before the presence of the Lord, how great is our God. Now, that's the one that's going to stick with me today, just to know that our God is a great God. And how great thou art. He is so great, and he's greatly to be praised. Thank you for ushering us in this morning, Minister Roslyn. I tell you, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family and friends. We're so glad that you joined us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Brother Darrell and Minister Roslyn, and on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Cola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, say welcome to to the Master's Call. And listen, you're in for another treat. So text somebody and say, get on, get on, get on. Don't miss out, don't miss out. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we definitely have a website. You can go to 24/7. It's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. You'll notice all messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And the theme for this year, which is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. You might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry, and you can do so by greeting, as Brother Dow did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a song in your heart and a word in your belly. Either way, wherever God wants you to do, do it. Don't sit on it. Allow God to use you. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And we also can take, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. And know this, that Fridays, the second half of our call, we will verbally take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Now, what brought most of us together over 10 years ago, really going so close to 11, is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family, by Antonio Diaz de Leon, who is still going strong. Keep him in prayer as he recuperates from surgery. And we just know that God is doing a great and mighty work with this company, because we are helping people around the world get healthy again. Get with the person inviting you to the call, and they'll share more information with you on that. Not only that, after the call, every Monday through Friday, we have a morning inspirational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. And today is Presidential Tuesday, where they'll be speaking on high performance mindset. And Shirley James will be the host, and the special guest will be Jose Molinar, who is the commercial director with Artist Life. So now I'm going to get out of the way, because we have a dynamic speaker. She definitely needs no introduction. Listen, when she steps out, she speaks out, and you know God is working it out through her. Yes, he is. I am thrilled to be a part of her life and her to be a part of mine. She has been a chaplain. She has served as a community leader. She is a mother. She is a Gigi. She is a friend, and she is stepping into her super fantastic billionaire status. She is one of our co-founders of the Master's Call. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our wonderful, super fantastic Dr. Pecola Roberts. Are you there, Dr. PK?
Good morning, Prayer General. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Absolutely love, love, love you. Isaiah 58 says, cry out loudly. Don't hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and delight to know my ways. Like a nation that does what is right and does not abandon the justice of their God. They ask me for righteous judgments. They delight in the nearness of God. Why have we fasted, but you have not seen? We have denied ourselves, but you haven't noticed. Look, you do as you please on the day of your fast and oppress all your workers. You fast with contention and strife to strike viciously with your fist. You cannot fast as you do today, hoping to make your voice heard on high. Will the fast I choose be like this, a day for a person to deny himself, to bow his head like a reed, and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Isn't this the fast I chose? A fast to break the chains of wickedness, to untie the ropes of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to tear off every yoke. Is not this the fast I have chosen? Good morning, TMC family. God be the glory for the great things that God has done, is doing, and want to do in our lives. Good morning, Minister Rosalind Peters. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the name of Jesus. It is your breath in my lungs, Lord. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Thank you for praising and magnifying God this morning for us, with us, as you ushered us into the seats as Brother Darrell, my son, came in as greeter. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda. We love you. Thank you, my dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, you know I love you. As we go into this 21-day fast, the scripture that I want to be the anchor scripture for everybody overall is Isaiah 58. Is not this the fast I have chosen? Hallelujah. We need a fast that would do exactly what Isaiah 51:6 says. We need to understand where we are in this fasting. My subject is, I believe I will testify. It's fasting time. I believe I will testify. What is your testimony about fasting? To fast, I want you to know today, it's not just a nice thing to do to lose weight. And I love it when Dr. Vanessa says we don't lose it because we don't want to find it. We release it and decree and declare it has to go somewhere. We don't care, melt away. But I want you to know that it is a must discipline, a must exercise, a must practice. That is a powerful tool in our spiritual duffel bag. What is a duffel bag, Dr. PK? Well, in the military, I served there for 25 years, you all. We had a duffel bag, and in that duffel bag, our absolute necessary items were to be placed there, and we were to have that bag ready for us to grab whenever the commander says it's time to move out. That bag should be something that you could carry on your back. So therefore, mine could never weigh any more than 50 pounds for real. When preparing for battle, it is very important to follow the list of necessities that must go in your bag. And to follow those instructions, we had sergeants and squad leaders, platoon sergeants, first sergeants, all assigned to us, checking our list and checking it twice to ensure that you had everything that you need in your bag. Just look at me as your sergeant this morning. Checking your bag and checking it twice. Want to find out that you have everything in there and that you are ready for what we are preparing for. What are you talking about, Dr. PK? Well, you guys, I want you to know that as I was preparing for my celebration, I'm getting ready to testify here, in July, God called me to a seven-day fast. And one day, in the very first day of the fast, I said, Lord, I surely wish that I could find that book of Apostle Phyllis Lee Terry, because she wrote a book. I remembered she came to Hawaii, and she and her husband came to Hawaii to teach us about fasting, because God had called her on a 72-day liquid fast. And oh my God. And so that morning, I was saying, oh, my God, I wish I could find that book, because in your arsenal, in your duffel bag, in your bag of necessities, you need some resources. Come on here, somebody. Work with me as I work with you. There are some things that you're going to have as you are entering this spiritual warfare that will give you the strength, the necessary nutrients that you are going to need to be and stay in this battle. Somebody say, we are in battle, you all, and the battle is getting seriouser every day. The battle is getting to the point right now where none of us are prayer warriors can go through one single day without somebody calling and saying, I need you to pray for me. I have gotten to the point where the calls are so intense, meaning that they are dealing with things that I've never heard of before. I got a call the other day and said, I can't deal with my job. I just had a client who says that she was in the cult and she was forced to eat her first baby. I've never had to deal. Ooh, just talking about it sent chills down my body, because I've never had to deal with that. Oh, Dr. PK, I heard some of y'all. You are something, don't you understand? That's been happening all along. I said, I didn't have to deal with it. You may have had to deal with it. We are facing situations now that I am facing situations now that I've never had to deal with. I had to talk that counselor off the cliff, get her in the position so that she could continue working, because she had other cases that was coming that day. Oh, my God. So I was looking for this book, and the Spirit says to me, and stop talking about something, says something. The something is the Holy Spirit. Once you have received Jesus Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit is your friend who will talk to you when you allow or will listen. This morning when I woke up, I said, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. What are we going to do today? What assignments do we have to send our angels out on today? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Come on, let's get this day rolling. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Is in your duffel bag. Holy Spirit should be right there so that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that you are not alone and you're not by yourself. And so I was walking through the house just thinking, because I have moved. I have stuff packed up everywhere. And so I said to Ma Brown, do you remember Phyllis Terry? She said, oh, yes, of course I do. She came to California. She came to Hawaii. That's where I met Ma Brown. I said, I'm looking for her book. She said, oh, yes, I have that book. I just looked at it the other day, matter of fact. And can you believe Ma Brown got up and found that book and gave it to me? I'm holding it in my hands. I've been going through that book. Let me tell you, that to me was a sudden surprise. That to me was God operating and giving me what I needed right then when I needed it. How many of you can testify, hey, glory, that you had a divine encounter with God? That is not about your common sense. And some of us don't have so common of a sense. But it's all about us being able to recognize and give God the glory for the little things. Those little things add up to be big things. Because little did I know that that 7-day fast was going to turn now into a 21-day fast. I said, God, come on here now. He says, I'm ready to expand. I'm ready to get the soldiers ready who are one. I'm ready to prepare the soldiers who are willing to stand on the front line for real, because we are getting ready to go into fierce battle. I said, God, what are we doing? What are we doing? He says, look, I say unto you, look at the biblical examples of fasting. Oh, yeah, they did it and you can too, he says. Look, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8 says, look in the Old Testament. There is nothing that I ever have done that is of significance that did not proceed by a fast by my leader. I said, what, God, what? He said, PK, you, Pecola, you have been looking around asking the question, where is the prophet? Where is the priest? Where is the preacher, the pastor who is standing on the front line crying loud and standing, opening their mouths for me and saying for real, good God of mercy, that I'm not depending on anything of this world. I'm depending on God Almighty to give us the answer to where we are now. Where? You've been asking the question. Well, why can't it be you? Why can't it be you, Brenda Terrell? Why can't it be you? Why can't it be you, Mother Blackwell? Why can't it be you, Daryl? Why can't it be you, Sister Rice? Why can't it be you? So I began to look in this little book, and in the Old Testament, it lets me know in Exodus 34:28, Lord have mercy, this time is running. Moses fasted. He went on a 40-day fast, 40 days and 40 nights. He ate no bread. And here it said he didn't even drink any water. And that's when he got the Ten Commandments. Well, he was up in the presence of the Lord. I tell you, don't you try this thing without no water. We need some water in our bodies. Yes, we do. Daniel fasted, and we are doing the Daniel fast right now for the 21 days. There are two fasts in Daniel. Daniel did a 10-day and a 21-day. And I want you to understand the one that we are doing over in Daniel 10:3. I ate no pleasant food. Whatever you love to eat right now, even if it's not on the list. If you're a person who absolutely loves spinach and spinach make your toenails twinkle, even though you can have it on the Daniel fast, I don't want you to have it. I don't want you to have anything that brings you pleasure eating that you would eat every day because you absolutely love. I want you to sacrifice at this time and sanctify this time with God. He ate no meat. He did not drink any wine. It did not come into his mouth, nor did he said, I anoint myself at all. And anointing yourself in Israel was so very important. It was a daily ritual. Oh, my goodness. The olive trees over there are absolutely phenomenal just to look at. But then when you go through the process and listen to them talk about how they bring the olives, make the olive oil, oh, my goodness. But he said, for 3 whole weeks, I didn't do any of that. You all, Ezra fasted. So we aren't going to talk about all the other fasts, but I just looked at all of the fasts in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, where Paul fasted, John the Baptist fasted, Cornelius fasted, Jesus himself fasted. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like, well, if you want to be like Jesus, you're going to have to turn your plate down. You're going to have to say to your plate, yes, I understand. You're going to have to say to your plate, I am giving up my date with you, plate, so that I can fast. I'm going to turn you over, turn you down for just a little while so that I can fast. I'm going to let you know that there are some ABCs to fasting that you must understand so that you can walk into your powerful place, having everything that you need in your arsenal so that we can win this battle, win the battles that come our way. And the battle that is preparing, that is brewing over here now, is a battle against our families. I see it, I see it, I see it. Oh, every day I see it, I hear it, I hear it. Every day it is just, just like worse than fingernails on a blackboard. You young people don't know anything about that, but one of the worst things is to hear a fingernail on the blackboard in the classroom. Oh, man, it just grinds at me. And so in this next 21 days, say, Dr. PK, I didn't get a chance to get on yesterday. Well, you can start today. You can start any time you choose to start. All you have to do is give me a call, and we will get you going, 586-747-8000. Why is it important for us to fast right now? Well, if you don't pray, you won't stay. If you don't fast, you aren't going to last. You won't last through this battle that we're going through. Stop looking at things with your physical eye. Ask God to open your invisible eye, give you insight so that you can be aware of what is happening right now. Fasting must be in our duffel bag. It is time to fast so that we can have a testimony. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Brenda, so that we can close out.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. Pakola, for that awesome on-time word. And if you guys didn't get that number, she moved through it really fast. It's 586-747-8000. That's her number, 586-747-8000. Praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, you told us, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Lord, we are seeking your face. We're looking to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you for this woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God, decreeing and declaring that we have to stand on your words, stand in your truth, and go into the place where we turn our plates over, Lord God, and seek your face. Lord God, give us a heart to get into the sanctuary of your spirit, in the sanctuary of your love, the sanctuary of your presence, oh God, that you may get all the glory, that you may dwell there, Lord God, and lead and guide us into all truth. We thank you for this woman of God. Pour back into her virtues of blessings, Lord God, as she poured into us. And we thank you for keeping her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. We ask you to do the same, Father, for our beloved Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Continue to replenish her, restore her, Father God, as she goes through this new season in this new time of refreshing, Lord God. We know, Father God, you're more than able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So right now, we're lifting up Kenneth and Sharon, baby Madison and Samantha, Fawn, Lord God, Mr. and Mrs. George Morrison, Kobe, Marion, Alexis, baby Jackson, Derek and Charmaine, Apostle Stroman, Simone, Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon, Jerry, Aunt Macy, Ruth, James Moore, Jose, Lord God, Giselle, Aunt Marcy, Dickens, Bracey, Michael, Terry, Kay, Lord God, you know what their bodies need. Replenish, restore, and strengthen, empower like never before, according to your will. We thank you for the bereaved families that you're placing your blessings upon them and restoring them, Lord God, with your comfort. We ask that you bless Shirley James and her family, Brenda, the cousin of Keisha Lee and their families, Lord God, the Sabino and Thurman family, the Need family, Lord God. Oh, help them, Lord God. They lost three children in a fire. Father, keep them as you restore the father that's been in ICU, continue to empower like never before. Lord, you say that we, your people who are called by your name, if we humble ourselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways, then when we hear from heaven, we are listening to hear from you, oh God. We're thanking you and we're praising you for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, you probably definitely want to share this with someone and tell them, come on and go with me. We are going before the Father for 21 days. That playback number for today is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the morning motivational call with Presidential Tuesday is next, 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you as you brought us before his presence this morning. Thank you, Brother Darrell, for allowing God to use you as you seated and greeted everyone this morning with the love of the Lord and in opening us up in prayer. Dr. Pastor Pecola Roberts, thank you for all that you do and for this powerful word this morning. Would you come and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, ma'am. As we close today, remember, read Isaiah 58 in its entirety and turn down your plates. Somebody said, just break your date with your plates and fast. Allow God to use you in a mighty way. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, our legion of angels. We thank you, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that rest, rule, and abide with us as we accomplish the mission that you have set before us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You all go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Bye-bye.